This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Radio K Pulpit. For those who are just tuning in, you have just tuned in to She Excels, and I'm your host, Annie Sone. And I'll be with you from 12 to 1 p.m. To our new listeners, a very big welcome to the place where your life knows success and alignment with God's purpose for your life. Amen. So in She Excels is a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. I believe that's what you believe about yourself. And I know that you were created for more. Here we call women higher. We call them to vision. We call them to purpose. We call them to build mastery. Mastery will help you carry out what God has called you to. And we call you to shine with excellence. So at She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success, not success by the world, but success by the book. And that book is the Bible. And I believe this is your time. If you've tuned in, I believe God is going to say something to you that will help you walk your purpose out and make sure you fulfill His divine assignment on your life. So this is your time and this is your call. And I hope you will answer yes to whatever the Holy Spirit is going to drop in your heart this day. So She Excels is all about becoming the woman God designed you to be. Today we'll be talking about seek first the power of divine order. And this is still a continuation of our series, The Mind of an Excellent Woman. So today my focus will be seek first the power of divine order. And I bet you know our key scripture is Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God above all else, you know, and these things will be added to you. That's what the Lord wants. He wants us to seek first. There is a divine order for God's purpose on your life, and you need to make sure you're in tune with Him so that you can know the details of that order and how it pans out, because purpose will flow out when there is order. It follows order all the time. And if you feel as if what God has called you to do is not happening, you're not walking in it, you're not running with it, the problem could be misalignment. And the way you sort misalignment out is by making sure that you're seeking first that which God has placed you on earth to do. Amen. So purpose is activated when God is first and what His purpose for your life is first. That is how you bring momentum to that which God has called you to do. So I want you to stay tuned as we are going to unpack this whole aspect of seeking first and ensuring that we follow the divine order God has for our purpose. Please share the broadcast. Invite your sisters who need to hear what we'll be sharing today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, dear listeners. If you just tuned in, you have tuned in to She Excels, and we have an amazing topic we are sharing today with our listeners. Any woman you know who knows she was made for purpose, that God designed her with a purpose in mind, and she desires to fulfill that purpose. That's what we're talking about. We've been on a series, The Mindset of an Excellent Woman. And today we are looking at seek first, the power of divine order. We believe that the purpose that God has for our lives has an order. God has a blueprint. God has a pattern. God has a way it should be lived out. And we as women who are committed to God's purpose for our lives, we want to connect with God so that we follow His divine order. And our key scripture was is Matthew 6, 33, where Jesus Christ said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So seek first. Jesus is calling us to seek first. Seek first what? Seek first God, His purpose for our lives. When God and His purpose for our lives becomes the first, takes the first place in our lives, then purpose, divine purpose has momentum. Divine purpose can be lived out. Divine purpose is possible. What is first? What is first in your life? What is priority? When we talk about seeking first, we're talking about what is priority, not what you prefer to do. What does God want you to do? What is important for the kingdom right now in your life? What is God expecting that you should be focusing on at the moment? You know, I know we have our preferences. There are things we want to do. There are places we want to go. There are people we want to meet. I know that. We have our will and we have our desires, but they should be aligned with God's will and desires for our lives. John 17, verse 3 and 4, this was Jesus speaking. He says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. And verse 4, he says, I have completed, down to the last detail, the assignment you gave me to do. And these are two things that are so important. Jesus is just telling the Lord that I'm seeking first. I'm seeking first. First, I seek you, God. God is my number one. Jesus is my number one. I have a relationship with him. I'm building that relationship. I ensure that there is nothing standing between me and God. Next, I seek first his purpose for my life, doing what he assigned me to. So whatever it is you're doing, these two actions must be in place. If you're a woman called to fulfill purpose, of which I know you are, you first of all need to seek first your relationship with God. Have intimacy with God, according to John 17, verse 3. That eternal life is that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus, whom you have sent. That is your first priority. Am I in a relationship with God that is healthy, that is, you know, intimate? You know, am I walking in sin? Am I doing my own thing? That is the first seeking first. The next seeking first is making sure that you put before you and you are pursuing God's call on your life. Jesus Christ said it in chapter 7, John 17, verse 4, that I have brought you glory by completing the assignment. So two things. Seek God, complete his assignment on your life. Seek God, complete his assignment on your life. Then every other thing comes after. That is Jesus's order. So God is not in competition with your preferences, with your desires, with your... No, he says, put me first, put me first. And when you put me first, it is going to govern every other aspect of your life. And that's one thing that we don't think about, that when we put God first, it governs every other thing. We think that, no, I have to put every other thing first, then I'm going to put God second. No. If you really want your life to have divine order, Jesus has prescribed it. He says you should put God first. So many of us, we say we love God, and we can talk about how we love him, we sing about how we love him, but the truth is he really first place in your life? I want you to assess your life looking at John 17, verse 3 and 4. Is that your pattern? God first, his assignment second. Is that your pattern? That is heaven's pattern. Jesus said it, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Are you preoccupied with kingdom matters? Are you concerned about the fact that you are not fully living out the life God has called you to live because you're doing your own thing? No. This is how we seek first. Amen. We seek first. We want to know that whatever we are doing is in line with God's mission, God's commission for our lives. Amen. We are not seeking God. You know, when we come to God, most often we come with our needs. You say, Lord, answer me. I have this problem. Answer me. That's your first thing. Lord, I need this solution. Oh, please, Lord, I have a problem. I need a solution. I sort this thing out. You know, Lord, there is this person that I need to see first, you know. Or, you know, we have other first, but they are competing with the seeking first of the kingdom. That is disorder. That is disorder. And that's why I'm speaking about the mind, because it's a mind that will put things in order. What you think about is what you bring about. That's what Terry Savelle Foy said. What you think about, you bring about. So if you think about seeking the kingdom first, you will bring about seeking the kingdom first. You will bring about your purpose. You'll be able to do the things that God has called you to do. A.W. Tozer said, whenever God is not first, something else is. That's obvious. There's no way. It's either or. There's no, like the Lord said in Revelation, you are neither hot nor cold, you're lukewarm. And because you're lukewarm, and I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. We need to be hot for God. We need to be in pursuit of God. We need to be in pursuit of the things of God. We need to be in pursuit of the kingdom of God. So think about what A.W. Tozer said. Whenever God is not first, something else. So what is that something else in your life that is competing with you seeking first your intimacy with God, or will you seeking first ensuring that you fulfill his assignment on your life? So I want us to reflect on a few questions. Number one, what do I run to first in crisis? Because this is a key place here. This is the testing where you get tested. When you are in crisis, where do you run to? Do you run to the phone, or you run to the throne? Like Jeremiah will put it, that many of us, we run to the phone instead of running to the throne. When you run to the throne, you're saying that I seek God first. And especially when the thing is really serious and you're like, oh my God, I'm almost giving up. This thing is weighing down on me. The tendency is to seek human help, is to seek things that you can feel, touch, smell. The human senses come alive. No. Run to the throne. Another question I want you to reflect on is, what occupies your thoughts before you pray? You know, because what occupies your thoughts before you pray talks about what is pressing, what is important. You know, many of us have been wired to ask for things. Lord, give me this. I need a breakthrough. I need that. That's good. That's amazing. But God has a mission. God has a plan. God has a burden. God has things that he wants to fulfill on earth. He's needing human beings to do. You know, I'm thinking of Mary right now, a virgin lady, and an angel comes to her and say, hey, Hail Mary, you know, you found favor before God, you're going to bear a son. She'll be like, that's not my prayer. I'm trying to prepare for a wedding. You know, that's my seeking first. It's a wedding. No, Mary put aside what was her preferences, her desires, and took on what God had in mind at that time. The kingdom of God has a lot of mission work that needs to be done. There's a lot of kingdom work that needs to be done. And God is looking for people who will pray first about the kingdom before the other things that they need. I'm talking to myself right now, because this is so difficult for the human flesh, but this is how kingdom works. This is kingdom order. Another question I want to ask you is, what do I protect more than my relationship with God? These are honest questions. Nobody is seeing what you're writing down. You alone, you're seeing it, so you can deal with it. Speak the truth. Be honest with yourself. What do you protect more than your relationship with God? Many people protect their jobs more than their relationship with God. They protect their possessions, their cars, their houses. They've insured everything, but they've not insured their relationship with God, meaning that they are not making sure that it is protected from the attacks of the enemy by them committing to make time for God, reading the word, praying. You know, those are all, that's the way we ensure our relationship with God. So we've ensured everything else except that. So what do you protect more than your relationship with God? So let us wrap up with declarations. You know, I always do that. I want you to declare with me, God is first in my thinking. This is a mind shift declaration. You need to keep saying it until it becomes true. God is first in my thinking. God is first in my decision. God is first in my life. Repeat after me. God is first in my thinking. He's first in my in my decisions, and he's first in my life. As you begin to declare these words, they will become true for you. And these words will question your actions, will question your thinking, will question, and then you start aligning yourself to that which God expects of you to be thinking about. And that is how we introduce divine order when we seek first. Let us pray. Father, forgive me for the times I have placed you second. Restore divine order in my heart and my mind, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you to put you first. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen and amen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back, precious daughters of the kingdom. We are seeking first the kingdom of God. We are making sure that we follow divine order. We don't put God second, we put him first. We don't put our relationship with God second, we put it first. We don't put the pursuit of purpose second, we put it first. To those who have just tuned in, you are tuned in to She Excels. And today we continue with our series, The Mind of an Excellent Woman. And today we were talking about the power of divine order. Seek first. Seek first. And before we took a break, we were asking, what is first? What does it mean to seek first? We talked about the fact that God must be first. Every other thing comes after. In this segment, I would just want to share with you, and let us contrast between kingdom thinking and survival thinking. You know, one of the things that human beings are worried about is survival. Is surviving and thriving. Those are two, you know, two things that men are concerned about. I want to survive, which means I want to have life, and I want to thrive. It means I want to develop, I want to grow, I want to be fruitful and multiply. And these are amazing things that God has placed in us as human beings. We need them. These are our instincts. We need it. You need it. If not, you will shrink or you will die, and you have work to do on earth, okay? But we want to talk about the divine order that is important. There is a seek first. God is not negating or, you know, downplaying the fact that the survival instinct is there or the thriving instinct is there. He placed it there. But he says this thing should come after. They should not dominate your mind. So we want to look at what does kingdom thinking look like, and what does survival thinking, what does it look like? So survival thinking is focusing on lack. Lack. I don't have. It's scarce. It's not enough. You know, I can't get there. How do I? You know, you're always looking at the impossibilities and the scarcity of things that you know you need to get you where you are going. And you believe that if you don't have them, then you cannot make progress. But no, that's a mindset that the Lord is trying to change in our minds today. He wants you to think about the kingdom. He says the kingdom thinking trusts in provision. It believes that God will provide. And that's why Jesus said so boldly in that scripture in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33. Let's read it again. I'm reading from the NIV version. It says, do not worry. This is Jesus speaking, not any speaking. Jesus is speaking here. Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Bingo. That's it right there. God knows that we need these things that will help us survive. He knows that we need these things. These things are necessary for life. So I'm not trying to say that God doesn't know and God considers the things that you are pursuing right now, you know, over and above what you're doing for God is not important. No, that's not what I'm saying. Jesus is saying, verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be given. They will be given. It's a promise. They will be given. So the kingdom mindset is a mindset of trust that provision is coming. Sometimes it's so difficult, my God, when you're faced with the reality of lack and you're saying, should I believe God that this provision coming? God has promised it. We stand on his promise. He says in his word in Matthew 7, I think from verse 24 or so, if anybody hears my voice, my words, and puts it into practice, it's like a man building his house on a solid rock. When the winds come, the rain falls, the storm, the house will be standing. So the word of God is what we stand on, trusting him that what he has said, he's going to bring it to pass. So the kingdom mindset is a kingdom thinking that says, I trust God. I trust that God will provide. I trust that God will provide. And the other mindset, the survival mindset, says, I don't have, I lack, it's not enough, it's finished, there's no way, but there's a way. And what does that do? It creates anxiety in us. And when anxiety comes in, it's saying that I don't trust God anymore. Anytime you are anxious, I'm speaking to myself, anytime you are anxious, you are saying, I'm not trusting that word, that promise anymore. And anytime you don't have faith in the word of God, it will not work for you. That is the truth. That is so bitter, but so true. The word of God requires faith. Those who come to God must believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You have to believe. Faith is necessary. This is a kingdom currency. Faith is a kingdom currency. If you do not trade with faith, you will not get the reward. You will not reap the benefits of. That's why Jesus Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You have to live by the word. The word is a word, but the word carries life. The Lord says he does not send his word out and it goes without accomplishing the purpose for which it was sent. If God has released you and given you a word for your life, he's going to back that word, but you need to trust him. You need to think about it like that. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. There's a song like that. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. You need to believe what he has said, because God will walk according to his word. He is going to walk according to his word. So if you want to see your purpose lived out, fully lived out, bringing in the impact, the significance, the influence, and everything it was birthed to do, you need to trust the word of God about what he gave, about what he assigned you to. You need to believe it. It's very important. Jesus said in that scripture we just read about what happens in the minds of unbelievers. He says that for the pagans run after these things. Another version will say these things dominate the minds of the unbelievers. God does not want your mind to be dominated by survival thinking, lack. I have to run after it because if I don't run after it, I'll lose it. I need it so badly and I must run after it. No, that's not how you do it. You trust God for what he has said about your life and believe he's coming and do what he says you should do so that it comes. Because it's not. I'm not talking about being lazy, just folding your arms and saying, okay, the word of God said it and that's it and I'm waiting. No, you wait actively. You wait listening to what God is saying. You wait doing what he's saying you should do. Meet that person. Go there. Say this. These are the keys that will unlock the doors for provision to come in. It's not passive waiting. It is active waiting. Amen. So why did Jesus Christ say these things dominate the minds of the unbelievers? Because when God is absent in your mind, fear will take over. And what will fear do? Fear will make you want to run after things and secure things for yourself and go way out of God's purpose for your life. Amen. So we want you to know that you need faith. You need faith. And don't negate your reality. We understand. But it is faith that will help you to keep going, even when what you're seeing does not look like things are going to turn out well for you. Amen. The Lord promises in Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Whose mind is stayed on you. If you have to do an assessment and say 90% or what percentage of your thinking is stayed on God throughout the day? It's a very important check that you would like to do for yourself. As I'm speaking right now, I think I should try that. 90% of my time, is it stayed on God? 50% of my time, is it stayed on God? These are signs. This is an indication that I'm trusting God. But the Bible says, Isaiah 26, verse 3, God is going to keep you in peace despite what you see happening. Despite the facts of your life, he's going to keep you in peace if your mind is stayed on him. Kingdom thinking versus survival thinking. Now, let's reflect on a few questions just to look at, am I thinking survival, or am I thinking advancing the kingdom? Because you will not see anything happen in your life as far as the kingdom is concerned if all you're thinking is these things that the pagans, the unbelievers are running after. Let's just unpack this using these questions. Where have I been thinking from fear instead of from faith? Where have I been thinking from fear instead of from faith? And I believe that there are so many things God has asked you to do that will cost you. But because of the fear of the cost, you have run away and you've not believed God that he is able to take you through that thing, even when you are not seeing the facts. Yes, it means you acted from fear. What if I obey God and this happened? What if this happened? Yes, what if God said it, he releases you, he's going to back you. God will back what he assigns. He's not going to provide for what he has not assigned. So we're trying to build faith here. Another question I have for you is, what would change if you trusted God fully? I want you to sit on this. What will change? Think about the impact. Think about the lives that will be changed. Think about the influence that people will have from you living out your purpose. Think about the souls that will be saved. Think about the communities that will be saved. What would change if you said yes to God fully? Think about it. That is what is at stake. Stop looking at yourself. Look at the full picture and know that God will provide. I want you to declare with me, I refuse survival thinking. Yes, I refuse survival thinking. I think kingdom thoughts, because these are thoughts that are aligned with God's purpose for my life. Amen. I trust God completely. Lord, I may not know the way, but you've said in your word that for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And I want you to rest on that. Let us pray. Lord, restrain my mind to think from faith, not fear. Train my mind to think from faith, not fear. Let your kingdom shape my perspective. Let your kingdom shape my perspective. Just as that scripture said, that you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. I pray that my mind will be stayed on you and stayed on your purposes for my life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, dear listeners. You have just tuned into She Excels, and I'm your host, Annie. And we are here on every Thursday from 12 to 1. So don't miss next week. Do not miss. And today we have been talking about something that has really been transforming me, my heart. As I speak, I'm really seeing the need of believing God about my life, about my purpose, about the direction He takes me on, knowing that He has the order. He has the order, and the order is seek first the kingdom of God. And we're talking today about the power of divine order. There is no way you will neglect God's order and see fruit in your life and be fulfilled and see impact. God has an order. God's order even started from the day you were conceived. He decided that you'll be conceived the time you were conceived, born the time you were born, in this generation, in the generation you find yourself, and you'll be out. So God has an order, and He wants you to walk hand in hand with Him to make sure that this order is lived out. And God wants you to be part of it. So we're talking about divine order. It's part of our series, The Mindset of an Excelling Woman. And we believe that for us to excel and succeed, you know, in that which God has called us to do, we must put it first in our mind. It must be first place. First place. And then in addition to that, we should believe that God is going to take us all the way. He's going to take us all the way. So faith is so critical when you're on this journey of purpose, when you're on this journey of succeeding by the book. The book is the Bible. So I want to talk about putting the kingdom first practically. How do we put the kingdom first practically? The first thing I will say is you need to be hungry. You need to be hungry for your assignment. You need to be hungry for the fulfillment of your assignment. You need to be passionate about it. You need to desire it. It must consume your whole being. Anything that is not consuming you, that you are not passionate about, you will not be able to put that thing first place. It means it is second, third, fourth, fifth. If you see people making impact in the world, is because whatever they are working on is priority. Whatever they are working on that is producing the result that you're happy about is because they've placed that thing as the first thing in their lives. Whether unbelievers or believers, it's a principle. You know, the Bible says make a tree good and the fruit will be good. When you make your purpose priority first in your life, it is good. It is good. And it is going to do what? Produce fruit that you will be so blessed that you gave it your all. So that's the first thing. How do we practically put kingdom first? The first thing you need to do is to make sure that it is priority to you. It has consumed your whole being. And that's why we're talking about the mind. Because once the mind gets it, as a man taking it in his heart, so is he. When you start thinking of something, it means you're giving it space. And the more you think of it, the more you will give yourself to it, and the more results you are going to see. So be hungry. Be hungry for your assignment. Be hungry to be in a close relationship with God, because it's God who initiated the assignment. The Bible says He's the author and the finisher, or the perfecter of our faith. When He utters something, you can't just hear from God and you walk away and go do your own thing. You must allow Him to continue to speak to you. That is why relationship with God comes first. Then the assignment of God on your heart, on your life, follows thereafter. So be hungry. How will you test or evaluate your hunger for God and your hunger to fulfill His purpose? The truth is that there are so many other things fighting, demanding our time, demanding our attention, demanding our energy, demanding our money, demanding our resources. I don't know what you have, but the truth is that you have 24 hours like every other person. And if you invest 24 hours on your kingdom assignment, you will see amazing fruits. But are you hungry? So what does seeking first practically look like? It means first in the morning, I have it top on my mind, Lord, what would you have me do today? How can I please you today? Because we're created to please God. So you wake up with him first in your mind. Seek first the kingdom. How can I please God today? How can I advance the God today? First in your decisions. First in your planning. First in your thinking. That's what you start thinking about first. What do I do first? So maybe for 1 week, you put journal down without changing anything and just assess yourself and see what has been first. And then you're like, whoa, this is a true picture. Now I need to flip this. First in the morning, first in my decisions, first in my planning, first in my thinking. That is what you must do because you have to be intentional. It's not how you feel. If you leave your purpose to your feelings, you will never do anything for God. How you feel, I'm thinking of Abraham right now. The Lord said, leave your country, leave your people, go to the land I will show you. My goodness, leave my people, my comfort, my tribe, what I'm used to, what I love, what I want, my family. Many of us have put our family before God and we think it's godly. It's not godly. When your family comes before God, it's difficult for you to follow God because the family will say this and the Lord will be asking you to do that. It happened to Abraham. It happened. He left his family and went to a new place. Are you ready to do that? That is practically putting the kingdom first. Because the Lord would be testing you on things that are so dear to you to see whether he's important in your life more than this. He told Peter, do you love me more than this? When Jesus came back after he resurrected, he visited the disciples. They went back fishing. They were actually at the shore. And Jesus started asking him, now you've gone back to these things that you left and followed me. Now you thought I'm dead, I'm gone. Now I'm here. Do you love me more than this? God is going to ask you those questions. Do you love him more than all these things that are so dear to you? Don't think that God will not come after what is dear to you. He says he has brought a sword to divide, you know. He says, if you come after me, you must carry your cross, deny yourself, deny mother, father, brother, and follow me. These are dear people to us. So think about that. We have to make the right decision and put him first. So I want you to know, God first. God first. That is a practical part of it. I've had to go through those kind of decisions in my life. I've had to put God first above family, above myself. Many of us, we are our own gods. It's about me, myself, and I, what I think, what I want, what I prefer, what I want to say. I don't care who else, you know, it's like a spirit in the world now is all about you, you know. Yourself first. No, in the kingdom is not yourself first. In the kingdom is God first. But God first, then your assignment, then you start putting every other thing behind you, including yourself. Yes, that's how I understand it. You might have a different way of looking at it, but I know that Jesus said in Matthew 6:32, seek the kingdom of God first. And if your family is not coming along in the kingdom of God, you might have to. That's what Elisha did. He burnt, he took the oxen, he sacrificed them, left them, and followed Elijah. There's a time when you have to leave family, like Abraham. There's a time when you have to stay with family, you know. There's a time. So you just need to keep listening to what God is saying and obeying him at that time. Amen. So a kingdom woman, things like this. This is a kingdom first woman. Let's go. She filters decisions through the scripture. What does the word say? What does the word say? I know auntie is saying that, husband is saying that, mother is saying that, pastor is saying that, the world is saying that, government is saying that, everybody is saying this, but what? Filter your decisions through the scripture, you know. And then she pauses before she reacts, because you know, we sometimes react and then we realize that the way we acted was not kingdom-like. You know, there's this thing, WWJD, in those days, what would Jesus do? I think that's when somebody does something that makes you go off, the first thing you need to do is, what would Jesus do? Pause and reflect. Reflect, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? Where would Jesus go? Think about, give yourself time to pause and not just react. You know, don't allow your emotions to dictate your kingdom lifestyle. No, the kingdom lifestyle is intentional. It's not emotional. Let's let that sink in. Another thing she does is she aligns her plans with God's will. What is God's will? I follow. like Naomi told Ruth, told Naomi, your God will be my God, your people will be my people, where you go, I will go. You know, I know she's talking to Naomi, but we're talking about God here. You know, God's will, Lord, your will, your plans for my life, what are they? I follow. Just like Abraham did, he left his father and his relatives and moved to a new place. Are you ready for that? That is how a kingdom woman acts. She puts kingdom first. Let's read this scripture. Proverbs 3:5-6. It's a very common scripture. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Submit to him in all your ways, all your ways. Trust God. Trust the process. God is going to help you go through this. Amen. Don't give up. Don't allow your facts, your lack, your survival, all these things to dominate you. Think about that and don't give up. So reflect on these questions with me. How can I seek God first daily? You know your schedule, you know your day, you know your activities, you know your family, you know your church, you know your environment. How can you seek God daily? Think about it. Very, very important. The second question, what practical changes must I make? You go make those changes. Because there will be no fruit in your life or very little fruit. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You will see very little fruit if all you do is do what you want to do and not align your life to what God is expecting of you. God thinks kingdom all the time. So declare with me, I seek the kingdom first. My life is aligned with heaven. Everything I need is added to me. You need to believe that because Jesus will take care of the rest. Lord, take care of the rest. Amen. Let's pray. Father, establish your kingdom first in my heart, in my mind, and in my life, Lord. I trust you with everything. I believe that every other thing that is my need, you will bring them and add them to my life as well as I make kingdom first. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay tuned as we wrap up this segment. Welcome back, dear listeners. We are wrapping up our time together on She Excels, and I've been your host, Annie, and I've been really blessed by, you know, what we've been sharing today, looking at Matthew 6 from verse 31 to 33, really seeing how Jesus is trying to realign our thinking, and he wants us to really put kingdom first, you know. And many a times when we think about putting kingdom first, it looks like Jesus is depriving us of the other things that we need that are necessary in life. You know, it's until we start experiencing him coming through for us in various ways. And I know you have testimonies of choosing God, of putting kingdom first, and you saw him meet other needs. And I'll be really, really blessed to hear those testimonies, because it's going to encourage somebody to know that it's okay to put God first. The world makes us think that we should put God second, third, or he should not even be there at all. And many people are really grappling with this whole thing. Does it matter that I serve God? You know, I see other people really, really succeeding in life and making it, and they don't even think about Jesus. They are pursuing all the possessions they want, the things they want. They go to places, they travel. I know. But we are not the people of the world. We've been called out of the world into the dear kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are privileged. I want you to know that you are privileged. You are important to God. You are not only working to stay on earth, you're working for eternity. You will go to heaven and see Jesus. The streets of heaven, they are made with gold, you know. But I'm not saying that you should only wait for heaven. Kingdom begins right here, right now. And the Lord promised that I have come that they may have life in John 10:10 and have it abundantly. And in this life, you will have a reward, you know, 100%, and in the life after this. So Jesus has actually promised that success is possible this side of heaven. So I want you to have faith that the Lord who started a good work in you is going to carry it to the end. Yes. You know, for the joy set before you, endure the cross. Endure the cross. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep know one thing, that is an enemy. The enemy will resist you. The enemy will come against you. But we talked about faith today. Anchor your purpose on faith. Anchor it on the word of God, what God said. Anchor it on it, you know, and drive away fear. Drive away anxiety. Drive away that survival mindset that wants to come and make you think that God has abandoned you. No, kingdom first. And he promised Abraham that if Abraham puts kingdom first, he will bless him and make his descendants as many as the sun on the seashore and the stars in the sky. And God did that. Amen. Even when Abraham had no child, that promise was fulfilled. And I believe that the promises of God for your life and his purposes for you will be fulfilled. Amen. When you put God first, all the confusion you're having will be settled. When you put God first, your direction will be given to you, become clearer. You'll be able to know what where to go, how to go, and all of that. When you put God first, provision will find its place. Amen. So as you move into this week, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in that order of putting God first and allowing him to guide your decisions. Not urgency, not fear, not pressure. Don't allow those things to guide your decisions this week. So try it. I've said a lot, number of things. Just do an audit of your week and see what is first in your life on a daily basis. And when you find out the facts, flip it and start putting God first. Amen. That's my prayer for you. And I want you to know that excellence begins in the mind. So your mind is a battleground to make you or to mar you, to break you. That's another way of saying it. And we'd like to hear from you. Stay connected with us on Radio K Pulpit. You can WhatsApp us on 0817291657. I'll repeat that number again, 0817291657. Tell us how this show has been a blessing to you. Until then, I'm your host Annie, and I'm calling you to excel, becoming the woman God designed you to be. See you next week. But stay tuned to the radio. God bless you. Bye bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.